Welcome to the Dream Chasers set. We're about to peak both in the season and also the festival. The season finale of our show is up next week. Boys, welcome back in the best in the business, Mr. Jason Patch Adams, Mr. Corey Smith. How are we, boys? Corey, how are you, mate?
Going well. It's been, the time's flying through this carnival, this Dream Chasers festival. I've had so much fun throughout it, and I feel like it's going to get even more fun across the next couple of weeks with the Phoenix holding up.
It's really starting to peak, isn't it? Patch, how are you, mate? You did a great job again on Saturday night. You enjoyed it out there?
Yeah, I wasn't a bad job, Rich. I mean, my throat was stuffed.
I noticed that. So yeah, I could hear it.
Absolutely capitulate. So I got through the night, and hopefully cherry ripe for Phoenix. But you're right, time goes quickly, and before we know it, we'll be around to next year's series. But we've seen some not only big performances, but as we're about to speak about, some ripping stories as well.
So you're going to appreciate the week off. Hey? You got the bye this week, so your voice will appreciate that.
Yeah, feed up. Yeah, modified training schedule, all that stuff, mate. So doing my best to be ready for the biggest night.
Are you a cricket fan? Will you be watching the Ashes?
Oh, yeah, 100%. In the back of my mind, I thought, oh, beautiful, 11 o'clock, I'll switch it on, not realising it's day night.
But that's all right. You get it later in the night, don't you, when you're not going to be bored at 6 o'clock. Yeah, I prefer the day-nighters. All right, enough of that. Let's get into it. So let's go back and review the Melbourne Cup, of course. Won by Kanya Mayhem, pinged the lids, and was all over very quickly. Patch, are you happy to actually – Corey, I might get you to take us through this one, mate.
Here we see Kanya Mayhem go straight to the front, and that's the key in a lot of these races. Going into this final, we knew that a lot of dogs had early speed, and there was a few that had shown consistent early speed that didn't quite get the start right, accredited Sprightly Cyan in 3 and 4, which gave Kanya Mayhem just a huge amount of room in the early stages. And when he lobbed down the back a couple of lengths in front of Dashing Slay, I thought, oh, Dashing Slay's nice and strong. She might be able to get him, but he's strong himself, Kanya Mayhem, and he just went to another level again. He's just on the improve, a sense of timing heading into that Melbourne Cup for this greyhound. He's got a massive, massive future, and he showed how good he can be in that Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, perfect. Jace, what was your thoughts on the race, mate?
Yeah, well, he did everything right when it really mattered, and that was key, because it was spoken about on the night in the lead up. Handling the occasion is a separate thing as well. Big crowd, different pre-race routines, so he turned up when it mattered, where the likes of, say, Intrepidus, who I was bullish on, completely bungled the start and was never a hope after that. But for Kanya Mayhem, big performance and big story as well, with Jess Hopkins, one of the young up-and-coming trainers in the sport, getting the job done.
Wonderful to see. All right, well, the Melbourne Cup is obviously a big lead-up to the Phoenix, so let's go and check in and see what all the news is around the Phoenix. So here's the state of play as of today. So we had a big announcement that Deadly Avenger has gone into David Burke Constructions. That was announced this morning. The other news is that Tabcorp picked up Mally Beauty in the last week. And Kanya Mayhem, the dog we just talked about, has gone in for Total Container Solutions. So there's only a one spot left, and that is for Awesome Lodge. Any idea what might happen there, boys?
They could go in any number of ways with this one, Rich. They've always got a strong kennel team, Thompson, and Jason Thompson on radio this morning. He's good friends with the team behind David Burke Constructions, and he's managed to get Deadly Avenger into his kennel in preparation for the Phoenix and into the David Burke slot. But I think there's quite a few dogs that Jason Thompson could pick from, and my understanding is he's going to leave it right up until the 10:30 a.m. cutoff tomorrow, have another sleep on it, let himself think it over a little bit further and make a call. There's plenty you could pick from. Zipper on Time, I know, is right up there in markets. Hong Kong's a New South Wales dog that's come down as well. Delicate, Distinction, Traumatize. I could keep reeling off names.
Why don't we bring up the market? Let's bring up the market, because that'll give us a bit of help. They all are there. And we also heard that Slick Splits is confirmed. There's a bit of an injury scare, but it's good to go.
Yeah, won the Top Gun and then won a Melbourne Cup Prelude, and then unfortunately was out of that series, the Melbourne Cup series I speak of. But he trialed here on Monday, and by here I mean the Meadows, and he went super and got quickly snapped up by Sporting Legends, who'd kept a keen eye on him as well. So it's been all the go this week, Rich. It's been a massive moving week for Phoenix slot holders.
Excellent. Now, Patch, can you tell us how the box draw works for the Phoenix? It's a bit different to usual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So normally for a lot of these manual box draws in our sport, it's just a banjo, it gets shaken up, and then they tip it upside down and the numbers go everywhere and it's all completely random. Where in this case, the random element will be which greyhound is drawn out first. And then that set of connections will go up and select their own box for the Phoenix. And of course, the process will repeat until the whole field is done. So it's going to be vital that for a lot of these runners that they get picked out first, the likes of Mally Beauty, they want a mid to wide draw, you think, and for everyone else, they want to be inside of Mally Beauty. So that's going to be key on Sunday morning.
All right, well, this might be a first, a phantom box draw or mock box draw. I don't know if it's ever happened in greyhound racing before, but none better than the three of us to try and do it. So we're going to have a bit of fun with it, right? We were talking yesterday and we thought, oh, why don't we just, you know, decide what we would do if we were in the great position of being able to pick what boxes for which slots. So I've given you guys four slots each, or effectively four dogs each, and I'm going to call them out in a random order, and then you boys have to decide under pressure what box you would pick for that particular dog. You boys happy to rip in?
Let's get started.
Yeah, mate, let's get into it.
All right. So first up, and this is in a random order, we've got Tabcorp with Mally Beauty and Corey. I'm going to lean into you to pick this one, please. You get anything. You can pick anything you want, mate.
Well, the first four editions of the Phoenix, everyone's gone straight for box number one. I'm going to go up the other end. I'm going to take the pink with Mally Beauty.
Wow. She's losing
plenty of the track, and I think it's a nice talking point, that's for sure.
All right, we're moving on. So we're going to put you under pressure straight away, Pat. So Awesome Lodgers come up next. Of course, they haven't confirmed who will run in their slot. What are you going to do, mate? Are you going to tell us? Are you going to put a dog in the slot for us and pick a barrier? Pick a box?
Well, I think for most of their dogs, no matter who they're going with, they're probably going to be leaning towards an inside draw in a race like this. So, whoever it is, box one.
Box one, okay. Box one goes down. All right, we're going to keep moving. I'm going to stick with you, Patch, because Slick Splits has come up for Sporting Legends.
Box three.
Okay. Why exactly box three?
Well, he likes to be probably a metre or two off the fence. So I don't want him in one and needing the shift off a little bit. And I don't want him outside needing the cross of speed. So box three, I think, is a good middle ground.
Fair enough. Okay, we're Ram Racing, Arise of Sparkles. This is you, Corey. And I am keeping a record of what boxes have gone if you get confused.
Yeah, give me box number two. Slick Splits takes a slight step right. So I reckon box two will be beautiful for Arise of Sparkles.
We're humming along. Okay, we go to Total Container Solutions with Melbourne Cup winner Kenya Mayhem. And it's on you again, Corey.
Well, tough one. I reckon I might take box number seven with him. I don't want to be directly outside Slick Splits.
Okay, we're moving to Metro Jetting, Cumbria Jack. It's you, Patch.
Oh, from what's left, box four. I mean, he's not going to have the pace of some of these other runners. So he's still vying for luck. He still needs the rail. So box four of what's left, I think it's going to be most suitable for him.
All right, we've got boxes five and six left. David Burke Constructions, Deadly Avenger. It's you, Corey.
Yeah, give me box number five. No real strong leaning either way, five or six, but I'll take five, the inside of the two.
No worries. So that leaves Sportsbet accredited, and he will get box six, Patch. You don't need to do anything there.
No, I don't need to do a thing, but I don't think they'd be totally disappointed with that. I mean, Kenya Mayhem's not going to crash at the fence. Mally Beauty and eight wouldn't crash at the fence. So for accredited, who does like to be off the rail as well, it wouldn't be a total disaster if he wants to come up with that.
Good stuff. Bit of fun, boys. Hey, let's move on to the Bold Trace. And, of course, the Star Without a Trace has done it again. Jace, you're good at calling staying races. We might get you to call this one. Away she goes from box eight.
Yeah, the White Wonder Without a Trace. And it was, I mean, I just couldn't help but feel like it was a one-finger salute in this situation, because she was rolled by Aiden's Warrior last week. And as we spoke about in last week's show, it was just key that she got ahead of him this week, because that was her undoing the week prior in the heat, and she did that easily. And there was a moment here where you sort of
right
thought,
here,
Jesus, some sort of hope.
Yep.
Some sort of hope. If you're at Aiden's Warrior, your adrenaline starts rushing. But at this point, you probably think, nah, he's just not going to get there. I mean, it just takes a monumental effort to run down these fast dogs. So Without a Trace, with all the promise and hype of which she carries at this point of her career, Rich, it's just a snowball effect at the moment. And the alarm bells of which she's setting off at the end of 2025 certainly carry into 2026. And the domination of which she could have on the staying ranks if she's to maintain this form.
Sure. And it gets a bit quiet now for the stays. Any idea where we might see Without a Trace pop up next?
I'd expect she'd go to the Sale Cup. So that's over the 650 metres thereabouts. So although she drops back in distance, given the way she generally begins, it's not going to be a big drama for her. So she's probably suited by that. And another dog who we saw cut loose on Melbourne Cup night, Miss Envy, she's likely to head to the Sale Cup as well, which is certainly a point of interest.
Exciting. Hey, boys, I'm ready for your Dream Chaser set. I might stay with you, Patch. You ready to give us the good oil?
Yep, certainly am. So we're going to focus on the Meadows this Saturday night, which is just a standard Metropolitan meeting, race 3, number 5, Aston Barton, over the 730 metres. Now, he was first up for a period of time last Saturday on Melbourne Cup night at Sandown. And this, speaking to Ben Magra, it just sensed like the camp just wanted to get that run out of the way. And the last sectionals of which he put on the board suggest he's back ready for 700 metre racing. So it's not the deepest of field. I think he'll go well. Race 3, number 5, Aston Barton. Then we go to race 7, number 1, Zelda Cavilla. He's one of my favourites. And as much as a lot of people probably assume that he's a type that they find a bit of bother early on, I think it's underestimated how well he's beginning at the moment. So from box 1, a draw, an inside draw, of which he hasn't had for ages, I sense he can run a big race. So he's the best of my two. Race 7, number 1, Zelda Cavilla.
Excellent. Moving over to you, Corey. Your dream chase is set, please, mate.
Well, we just discussed Without a Trace versus Aiden's Warrior as a nice clash. I'm going to try and clash with Jason Adams on Saturday night. I'm taking him on in both races. Race 3, I'm going to head towards the inside with Infra Rock. This is a dog that showed plenty of promise as a stayer, went off the boil a little bit, changed camps, has come back to Victoria now, and I really like the flashing lights run it put together over 600 last start, straight back up to 700, settle a little bit closer, and hopefully reel them in late. And then I head to race number 7 as well. And I'm drawn alongside him, but I'm on the outside. I'm race 7, number 2, Croydon. If this dog's not in your black book, he should be. He looks like he has proper upside. The key to his race is getting in front of Zelda Cavilla, because he's got beautiful mid-race burn and he can run home pretty well as well, despite the fact that we haven't seen him much over the 500. So a couple of plays, taking on Patch in both of them.
Excellent. There's a couple of winners, or one winner for each of you last week, which is good. Keeps things ticking over. And hopefully we can just accelerate a little bit this week and then next week and finish off what's been an excellent tipping performance by you boys. So time to wrap up. As I've mentioned, next week will be the season finale. And of course, we get ready for the Phoenix. There's also a challenger match race, isn't there, which is quite fun. So the two reserves for the Phoenix, they go around in a challenger race, correct?
Yeah, exactly right. We've seen 10 nominations come in already. They have to be nominated by tomorrow morning, and I expect a few more to roll through. Basically, what happens is the slot holders will give their thoughts, their insights on who they would pick if unfortunately their dog went amiss. So then we take that into consideration, the Meadows, GRV, we all sit down and we pick the dogs best suited to the race in terms of the Phoenix, but as well the match race, which has always been an absolute ripper. Last year, we saw Tim Zoo versus Field Day, which was one of the best match races you will ever see, regardless of code. It was a proper spectacle. So I'm looking forward to that again on the night.
Outstanding. Hey, boys, thanks very much, mate. I'm excited for next week and we'll see you then. Thank you very, very much. Think, is this a bet you really want to place? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.